You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
I feel like Chris is shook.
Why?
I feel like it just started when you didn't get credit for your Tua take and that you kind of just crawled up a little bit. You didn't like that. And then you got asked a Tiger question and then you didn't really get a chance to answer the Tiger question for a little bit. And then you didn't have a ton on Tiger.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking today's show was going to be, let's celebrate Chris, because he had this interview with John Skipper where it's on tomorrow's Mystery Crate. And everyone seems to, you know, we've been sending around the back channels and it seems to have gone well. We're very excited about everyone to hear my interview with John Skipper. So I thought today was going to be, let's celebrate Chris.
Yeah. And it didn't end up that way, though.
No, it kind of was the opposite. No.
It honestly, and I feel like I don't do this, it was one of the best Mystery Crates I've ever heard.
Wow.
It was so good, your interview with Skipper.
Really? Good?
It was good. And now I've probably oversold it some. But like, I'm going to be honest with you, Chris, and this may come off as mean. I didn't have very high expectations for how it was going to go.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Chris,
well,
how
he's
much?
Very charming. Chris, I mean, John Skipper is a charming man. Like, he did that.
How much is he paying me?
That's a good question. We get into all that, Stu Yachts. We get into all of that.
Okay.
And I agree, Billy. It went really well.
Hey, Chris, chance, do you have a clip that you want to use to kind of promote it?
You know what, Billy? We do. Let's play the clip. Do I have to keep taking off my shirt when Dan tells me to?
Oh, I think that's in Dan's contract. That's in a general partner agreement. There's some other things in there you may not yet know you have to do, but we'll get that over to you in a memo shortly here. And Dan was pretty adamant that these things were going to have to happen or he was not going to do this. So I am a little sorry he's not let you know, because some of the things are going to be a little bit embarrassing. And we might want to figure out how to do these on days when your wife is not watching the radio show. I realize that's an oxymoron or just moronic.
When do I get my company credit card?
Your daughter's 3 years old. I think you're probably going to want to write a check. You want to buy a sandwich, let me know. I'm going to slip you a 20. I think that's the kind of the best way for us to go here. We're going to get you an American Distress card. And it only works if you really, really, if it was the only way for you to get a sandwich, you could use it. But that's it.
Look at us, Skip. Who would have thought?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? Look at us.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Just a couple of guys cutting it up, huh? Who would have thought?
Skip A and Cote.
That's right. Do you pee in pools?
Great follow-up. Man.
Wow. What a cliffhanger ending.
Find out if John Skipper pees in pools. Billy, why? Like, it was just that, right? It was just awkwardness. Like that doesn't even scratch the surface.
It was also nice cuts. Like it seemed like you had your list of questions and you were going to get to them regardless of what the answers were. You're like, all right, next question. Totally unrelated. We're going here.
Non sequiturs delivered by a goofball.
I'm telling you, budding friendship, mine and John Skipper's.
He loves you.
And Billy, you pointed out, I mean, what a year for me. Tom Brady after signing with the Bucks. I mean, John Skipper, when anyone would want to talk to him. Let's just overlook the part that I got laid off. Otherwise, great year.
Great year for you.
Greer.
You started this company too.
We get into that actually as well. Another thing we talked to John Skipper about. I don't want to give too much away, but he was so tired of my ESPN questions at one point in this interview.
Yeah, it seemed that way.